Hey, hey, lovely. It is Kate here from Hello Funnels and welcome to the Doing It Online podcast. Now, if you have been getting all excited about low ticket offers like we have, I mean, we've been talking about them for the last couple of episodes and you're like, right, I'm ready. I've got my low ticket offer. I want to go get it out into the world. Now what? This is the episode for you. So I'm going to be walking you through three of the most profitable ways to be selling your online low ticket offers and none of them involve any ads. All right, you ready? Let's dive right on in. First things first, a little bit of top level view of what a low ticket offer is, what it does for your business. Because I know some of you watching this are going to be like, what is she talking about? Okay, so low ticket offers, they are online offerings. So usually like a mini course or a video training, a template, a document, something that you can sell for low ticket, which means low price. Okay, so usually the price is under $100, if not under $50. And what we want is these offers to be an easy yes and really serve as that entry point into working with you. And the purpose of these low ticket offers are to convert as many people from your list into becoming customers, give them a really great experience, and then be able to upsell them into your other programs. As well as on top of that, you can potentially use them as list builders as a way of getting people into your world, although that does usually require ads. So we're not talking about that today. Or thirdly, being able to just give you a new way of testing out new strategies, new topics, new things in a really low risk, low time consuming way. And we talked about that a lot in the last episode. If you missed that, go check that out. So now you know what low ticket offers are, let's talk about how we sell them. So there are three ways that I'm loving right now that are working really well right now to sell your low ticket offers. So the first is to do a live workshop. And this is when you are selling, funnily enough, a live workshop. So this is kind of like a two for one in that the way you're going to sell it is what it is. But basically, when you're doing something live, it adds extra real and undeniable urgency. So if you say, hey guys, I'm going to be doing a live training on X topic on this date, buy a ticket to it. That gives people a real reason to purchase because they want to come along, they want to be there live. Now, of course, as with anything live, if you're doing anything live and selling anything live, you have to be aware that not everyone's going to be available at that time. So we always sort of overcome that with like, but if you can't make it live, don't worry, we'll send you the replay. And the pricing is so good that, you know, the fact they can't make it live, they still want to get that training. They still want to get that value, but they have to do it by a certain date or they're going to miss out. So running a live workshop, it means you can send a couple of emails to your list, promote a little bit on social. It's got that real urgency. People want to get in there. They want to be there. It's got that FOMO aspect. It works really, really well. All right, number two, and this you will probably have seen a lot, but this is creating a ManyChat funnel. So if you are already going hard on social media, particularly if you're loving things like reels and carousels, then, you know, coupling them with a ManyChat funnel is a really, really great way of selling your low ticket offers. And there's a few different ways of doing this. Let me give you an example of what these look like. And as soon as I sort of do, you'll be like, oh, I've seen these everywhere. That's what that is. So usually it's like I said, on Instagram, when people say, hey, either DM me this word or comment this word, and I'll send you the details or something. I'll send you a link to something. I'll send you how to get this freebie. People do it for both freebies and for low ticket offers. When you do it with a freebie on its own, usually you have a follow-up to then also invite them to the low ticket offer, or, you know, you're then adding them into another funnel, or you can just do it directly with the low ticket offer, because that's one of the beautiful things about low ticket. It's a candy bar type of purchase. It's like that impulse purchase. It doesn't need a big, long sales sequence warming people up for months and months to get them to buy. You can use the reel or the carousel to sort of like illustrate a problem or start talking about a solution and be like, hey, if you want to see exactly how I do this, you can buy it. It's $27. Why wouldn't you, kind of thing? And, you know, it works really brilliantly that way. You do need a tool called ManyChat to automate that for you. What that does is it basically gets set up with like a little trigger to look out for if someone has commented a certain word or has DM'd a certain word, it will then reply automatically on your behalf as you. But obviously you want to let people know that that's a bot. And then you can have follow-ups below that. Now, you can keep that really simple or you can make them more complex, but they just work beautifully well. Okay, the third way that I love to sell low ticket offers is to actually group together with another bunch of complementary businesses and create a paid bundle. So this is where you're yourself and you find another like minimum of 8, I would say, up to some people do them up to like 30 other businesses that, you know, serve the same market as you, and everyone puts in one small low ticket offer, but then you are all able to go out and sell that whole bundle at an even better price. So maybe it's a whole bunch of, you know, $27, $37, $9, whatever things all together, but you sell the whole thing for $97. And then, you know, I won't dive too much into the nitty gritty of how this strategy works, but one of the other really beautiful things about it is it's going to help you grow your list as well. So usually, because everybody who's agreed to be part of this bundle, they all go out and they're all promoting it, then inside the actual setup of the bundle is a page where once someone has purchased, they can go to get access to the different offers. And to get access to your offer, they have to opt into your list. So that means that, you know, you've got 8 to 30 plus people sending people to a page on your behalf. And if you've got a really exciting offer, they're going to get you onto your list. And then you're going to have, you know, it's going to help you to grow your list as well as be a really undeniable thing to go and sell. So bundles, paid bundles, you can either try and set one up yourself, or there's a lot of great Facebook groups that you can join where people basically say, hey, I'm doing this summit or this paid bundle or this free bundle, who wants to be a part of it? And you can kind of apply to be part of it that way. That's not usually one of the easiest. Setting up yourself is a pain in the butt. So I would go and use someone else's if you can. But yeah, that's a win-win. And I know a lot of people sort of use a strategy, you know, part of their strategy, particularly in the beginner phases, to be taking part in things like that a couple of times a year to give them a really good boost of leads as well as sales throughout the year. All right, so that was my top three, but I couldn't leave it at that. I just had to give you one more strategy, and that is a really, really simple one, is that is to include whatever your front end offer is, your low ticket offer, as a PS under any of your emails that are non-promotional. So obviously, if you're doing a launch or, you know, promoting something specific, we don't want to give people multiple calls to action because it's confusing. But if you're just sending a value email or an engagement email, you're sharing a story, you know, at the end, you can always have like, hey, PS, if you haven't done it yet, make sure you come and check out whatever your thing is. It's only $27 right now, and include a link. And you would be so surprised how many people will click through, even if it's the same call to action on every email for months and months and months. So those are my three, maybe four most profitable ways to be out there promoting and selling your low ticket offers. And as I said, none of them include ads. Obviously, ads is another one, but that's a whole other beast, and we can talk about that another time. Anyway, guys, I hope you have loved this episode. I hope you've got at least one awesome aha or something to take away and implement. If you have, leave us a comment, leave us a review, share it with friends. It all helps us to get the word out, and it means the world to us as a small business. So thank you so much for spending time with me today. I look forward to sharing more nerdery with you next week. Bye.